Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Asked Santa. I'd be proud to, Santa, answered Rudolph. Everyone cheered.
Well, there's really no need for that tonight. Sorry.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's the first day of winter and temperatures are going to be in the 40s. And by Christmas, it looks like rain. So, Rudy, take another year off.
HD. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I saw Santa taking Christmas cards. No, that's not the way it works. I saw Tommy helping Santa Claus. Yeah, this morning, Santa's gathering up all the Christmas cards that you sent us in our Tidings of Comfort campaign. So Santa's in there filling up a sack with all the boxes of Christmas cards you sent. And today, we'll load them up in our sleigh, our 94KX sleigh. Let's call it that. So look for Sam Tyler and I driving about to retirement communities, passing out those Christmas cards. We'll go to Nottingham Village. We'll go to Riverwoods. We'll go to Manor Care. And a couple others as well. All thanks to you people. You people were great. I had an old radio buddy of mine contact me over the weekend and say, I saw this on Facebook. I don't know if I could get you cards in time. Can I try? It said Friday was the deadline. And I said, yeah, Friday was the deadline. Kind of a soft deadline, if you will. But yeah, you send them, bud. From far, far away, and we'll still get them to the people in Central PA. I thought that was great because he doesn't even live here. And then there's another old radio friend of mine. God bless her. Well, I'll just identify her as Dana. I worked in radio with her years ago. She lives in Bloomsburg. She filled out several boxes of cards, but then realized that the deadline had snuck up on her. She's not in real good health, and she was traveling to Philly to be admitted into a hospital for some testing. And I said, Dana, you send them. We'll get them out to those seniors who need some love this holiday season. She did send them, and then I saw on Facebook yesterday that she is hospitalized in Philly. So my thoughts and prayers go out to her. But when I saw the envelope they got sent in, the packing envelope, it cost her $27 to send Christmas cards from Bloomsburg to our studios here, our SBC Media Studios on top of Blue Hill. $27. And she did it anyway. See, this is what Central PA is all about. People who are concerned. People who have hearts bigger than their heads. You make me so happy this holiday season. We ask for help, and you give it to us. Even if you're not in a good way and you need help yourself. Tidings of Comfort Tuesday, we're calling today. We'll distribute the cards after the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. People of Central PA. You are the best.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Happy first day of winter. Yeah, you may be thinking, you know, everyone thinks it's winter as soon as it's Thanksgiving or whatever. You know, kind of like that whole Labor Day and Memorial Day mix up on summer. No, today is the first day of the winter solstice. Officially arriving today, that point where the North Pole is farthest from the sun. And like it looks like midnight at 4:45 in the afternoon. Now that means for us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the shortest day of the year. Today will be the shortest daylight span of the year. Now after this, if you want to be an optimist, after today, the days will start getting longer. Probably a minute at a time, right? Today is also the Yule. Now Yule is probably a word you just use when it comes to Christmas or the holiday. Throw on the Yule log. No, the Yule celebration itself actually predates Christmas by thousands of years. It's celebrated on the day of winter solstice, and it's marked by lighting bonfires, so you can do that tonight if you want, and, you know, at 4:45 when it gets dark, and hanging holly and mistletoe from every conceivable spot until your spouse yells at you for triggering their allergies. That is the Yule Festival. We have holly all over the studio here. It's artificial and it's lit up, but it's kind of cool. Celebrate Yule. Today is also Humbug Day, celebrating all the Scrooges, the Grinches, and the curmudgeons in our lives that suck the fun out of the holidays. I don't know why we celebrate them, but we all know at least one.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Hey, what's going on with SNL? We will talk about it, and it's kind of weird.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
What is going on with SNL? What is going on? Well, last Saturday's changes, last-minute changes in the show, were COVID-related. And then Sunday, on CBS Morning, Lorne Michaels says his days might be coming to an end.
I'm committed to doing the show until its 50th anniversary, which is in 3 years. I'd like to see that through, and I'm feeling that'd be a really good time to leave.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. 50th anniversary of SNL. He's been the only person that has been there for all 50 years. I mean, 77 years old, still doing it with NBC. He may be on the way out in 3 years, announcing that. He says he wants the show to keep going on, and he will help find his successor. That's pretty cool.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Tidings of Comfort Tuesday, we're calling it. Yeah, we're trying something new. It's kind of like a Try It Tuesday. Coming up later on this morning, we'll be gathering up all the Christmas cards you have sent us. Boxes and boxes of cards that you have written a nice message in. Maybe you signed them. The schools had their kids make homemade cards. Wonderful. That lady who turned her daughter's 7th birthday party into a card-making party where parents even helped out. And like I mentioned earlier in the hour, if you're with us, my friends from far away, people I've worked with in radio that thought the campaign was so cool, they participated and sent cards, all to be sent to retirement centers locally, some great places like Nottingham Village, Riverwoods, Manor Care. We'll be everywhere today. Sam Tyler and I will be delivering them. If you see the, we'll call it the 94KX sleigh. We'll be delivering and spreading the love to the lonely in our senior centers this Christmas season. Big thank you to you. And then there's our Here for Good campaign with the Salvation Army. What an amazing campaign that is. We have a $150,000 goal. We're 110 plus now, and we still need your help. The stories on the air every day in Morgan in the Morning Good News, and of course on WKOK News Radio and on their podcasting and websites. People right here in Central PA that need help, and you, the good people of Central PA, are here for the good of our home. A big thank you to Mifflinburg Bank and Trust for becoming our location to stash the cash, if you will, until we get it to the right places and the right people. So tidings of Comfort Tuesday and Here for Good. How SBC Media feels the holidays should be. Should we celebrate the 50th anniversary of this movie?
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
WQKX. WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
I've been watching the clips all morning. It's nice to see a very young Clint Eastwood again. Happy anniversary, Dirty Harry.
HD. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yeah, we like to keep the good news local as we get closer to Christmas, because there is so much good news right here in Central PA. Whether it be our Tidings of Comfort Tuesday, where we will be sending greeting cards sent to us from you, out to senior retirement communities today. Great places like Nottingham Village, River Woods, Manor Care, and more. We'll be sending those out after the show this morning with a big thank you from you people for making it happen. Hey, Tree Fest of Children's Books, still going on with the Snyder County Libraries. And Pamela Ross says there's still plenty of time to have fun.
It's an absolutely wonderful event. It's sponsored by both the Friends of the Library and the Library. And we've got volunteer decorators who have decorated, 16 trees and 3 wreaths. The trees are actually going to be up until January 4th. We wanted to make sure people have plenty of time to see them.
Yeah, get into downtown Sealands Grove and check out Tree Fest. Again, it supports the libraries every single year, the Snyder County Libraries. The Here for Good benefits everyone. Go to hereforgoodcampaign.org and donate your money. We're just a few thousand off our goal, and our latest recipient, a single mom from Mount Carmel with 2 kids. She says she just can't afford to pay her bills, and she works. She's got toys for the kids just in time for Christmas because of you.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We love good news.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, we've still got birthday buddies. Do we do more Clint Eastwood because it's the 50th anniversary of Dirty Harry? No, I'm afraid I freaked some of you people out. So we'll just move forward from here.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Hurrah!
Is it that time already?
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
I'm starting to like the way you say it.
Better than the guy?
More than the guy announcer that we pay. Anyway, that's the voice of Lynn Hall, and that means it's time for birthday buddies. But first, The celebrities. My man, Samuel L. Jackson, is 73 years old
today.
Is
he really? He's cool no matter what age he is.
Yeah, I wanted to find some audio,
but
I couldn't find any audio without him
saying something that we couldn't say on the radio.
Unless it's a Capital One commercial, he always uses bad language.
Yes.
He even jokes about that on the Capital One commercial.
I know.
Jane Fonda is 84 years old.
She's amazing. She looks so good.
Well, that's a lot of surgery right there. That's what that is. Kiefer Sutherland is 55.
Okay.
Chris Evert, the now broadcaster, former tennis player, is 67. And my boy Ray Romano is 64 years old today. I'd love to show something about Raymond. But it's not all Ray. It's his wife, too, that makes it even funnier.
It was nothing. In college, everybody's a little... It was college. I was finding myself.
Found yourself on page 7 of the Daily News with your boobs out.
Wait!
That's good.
Holy crap.
I'm uncomfortable with this.
Trust me, you need this. Open yourself up to genuine affection.
Your wife is so queer.
Ray Romano, happy birthday.
He's hysterical.
64 years old today. Those are the celebrities. Now?
Now it's time for birthday buddies.
It certainly is. Local celebs, Ashley Roush from Mifflinburg is 28.
Bailey Slaughter, 20 today.
Happy birthday, Christina Goffin from Sealands Grove. She's 36.
Dale McKinney from Sunbury, 70 today.
Dana Kemberlin, 52.
Happy birthday, David Bartholomew from Shamokin, 60 today.
Heidi Lehman from Pilla. Is it, or pillow, 58.
Jeffrey Tice is 39 today.
Happy birthday, Joni Tyson. She's 46.
Joyce Davis, 64.
Happy birthday, Michael Musser from Sealands Grove, 56 today.
Happy birthday, Nancy Wolf from Sunbury. She's 68 today.
Paula Devine is 55.
Sherry Ziders, 46 today.
Happy birthday to Stacy Stavinsky from Mount Pleasant Mills, 60 years old today.
Susan Lyons is 55 today. Happy birthday.
Suzanne Kapotsky from Bear Valley is 43.
And Teresa Rothermull from Treverton is 52.
My buddy Chris Campbell out at Mohawk Doors.
Okay.
I just found out it's his birthday.
Oh, you didn't know. Okay.
The guy that's from Tennessee that I always call.
Oh, yes.
I don't know I don't know why I'm still his friend because I make fun of him so much, but he's such a good-spirited guy. No idea how old he is. I'm going to put him at about 40.
Okay.
I hope I'm not wrong there, Chris. Because I have a feeling they're listening over there.
Probably.
At Mason.
Yep, probably.
In Nuri. I'm going to say it the way you would say it to me, and my birthday's coming up, Chris. You ready? Happy birthday, Chris. Hey, each and every day at about this time, we do it.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh my, we're sharing our Christmas stories. Did you hear our true meaning of Christmas throughout the season? All the little kids doing it. Well, now it's time for an adult game. You call me and tell me what your meaning of Christmas is, what you're thankful for, what Christmas means to you, and we hook you up with a Wise Market gift card to do all that last-minute hustle and bustle.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
We'll snatch up a random line. Good luck to you.
WQKX. We have another winner.
94KX, who's this?
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Where are you calling from today?
Northumberland.
What's going on?
I was just finishing my workout, and I heard you announcing for this, so I thought, why not? I'm going to call.
Well, thank you for calling, and thanks for listening to Morgan in the Morning while you work out. That's quite a job.
It is, but it makes it go smoother.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope I'm not too distracting. Carol, tell me about your Christmas this year. What's going to make it special? What are you thankful for?
I definitely will say sending the Christmas cards. And I want to thank your station for coming up with this idea. And our family had so much fun getting the cards ready. And kudos to all of you.
Oh, well, thank you. So you made it a family event filling out the Christmas cards?
Yes, we did.
And tell me, did you sign your first name, or did you just write something nice, or what did you do?
Actually, in each one, I used Sharpie markers in red and green to make it colorful. And then we signed all of our first names and wrote a little personal message in each one.
You know how that's going to make someone that's lonely this holiday season? You know how that's going to make them feel?
Yes, it especially touched my heart because my mother was just in a nursing home this year. She's blind now and approaching her 90th birthday. So when I heard this, it just touched my heart.
Well, thank you. Thank you for thanking us. But the big thank you goes to you and listeners like you and schools who had their second grade kids make their own cards. I mean, it's just an outpouring of love. And the studio Christmas tree here is just the bottom of it. It's just full of boxes of cards. And we'll be heading out on the road today to pass them out. Thanks to you.
And I'm sure there'll be lots of smiles.
I certainly hope so. That's what we're trying to do, right? For you, Carol, a $25 gift card from Wise Markets just for sharing your holiday story, which involves us. It's all kind of circular. I think it's great, though. Carol, you have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Oh, you do the same. Thank you.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, the song just keeps haunting me. It just won't go away. So hats off to Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You just broke a record, in records, if you will. It hit the Billboard Hot 100 number one spot for the third straight year. All because the record companies won't let it go away, okay? Like all other Christmas music, you have to go find it somewhere. But no, they keep re-releasing it. So for the third year in a row, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has hit number one on the Billboard chart. Can we move on, please? Before she hits that high note that makes my dog scream, can we move on, please? Maybe for one.
WQKX 94.1 WQKX.
Christmas time is here. Hey, about a week ago, or was it 2 weeks ago? I don't even remember. I think it was only a week ago. It was National Christmas Card Day. And I had this thing stuck in my head, this little idea, because a friend of mine who works at Nottingham Village said that they had gone into lockdown because of positive COVID tests among their residents. Well, I just found out yesterday that they're not locked down now. However, there is COVID protocol no matter where you go. Same for our friends at Riverwoods. They have their protocol in effect. Manor Care. other senior facilities as well. But I just couldn't stop thinking about how lonely some of these people might be. Maybe they don't have friends and relatives close by, right? And when they go into their COVID protocol, sometimes you're not allowed to eat in the cafeteria next to people. You have to eat in your room and your food is delivered. That's so sad. And if you do get visitors, sometimes they can't come in when you're in lockdown. They have to stand outside your window. What if you're on the second or third floor or something, right? But anyway, they have to wave to you from the parking lot. That's no way to have Christmas. That's how we did it last year. We don't want to do it that way again. And these ideas just kept bouncing around inside my head. So on National Christmas Card Day, I decided to start the Morgan in the Morning Tidings of Comfort campaign, where you just buy a box of cards at the dollar store, fill them out, drop them off here at the station, and we'll deliver them to the senior centers, the retirement communities in central PA. Well, our deadline came and went. Right now, our studio Christmas tree, the floor surrounding the tree, is just covered with boxes of cards, thanks to you. And you heard our Wise Market winner saying, Carol Strauss from Nori, saying she made it a family activity. Some schools made it a student activity. And then that one listener who made it a seventh birthday party activity for guests and their moms and dads, and they sent their cards. The woman I talked about earlier this morning, if you didn't hear this story, she was on her way to Philadelphia to go into a special care hospital so they could find out what some of her pain issues are. And she got us cards, all signed and filled out, before she left. She's in Philly right now at the Headache Center. So thoughts and prayers with her, and thank you to her for sending the cards. Sam Tyler and I will be heading out on the road. We'll be in the KX sleigh. Let's call it that. The KX Christmas sleigh. And we'll be stopping at those retirement communities. But again, a big thank you to you for helping us make this a success.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
All right. Morgan in the Morning Caroloff is Thursday morning. That's when we, like, do one more show before taking our long Christmas break until the beginning of the year. So we always have a Caroloff where you, the listener, are invited to call in and sing whatever you want to sing Christmas-wise. And we'll applaud or give you the thumbs down, whatever. You don't win anything. But we invite the staff to do it as well. And so far, we've got quite the lineup. Rob, the sports center, Chad Evans and Alicia Taylor, Tony Fino, my girl Sam Tyler, and of course, I'll be singing something. That happens Thursday, so let's take for the list the top list of Christmas songs according to Billboard magazine. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Dean Martin version at 10. Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Then Wham's Last Christmas. Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Feliz Navidad comes in at number 6. Burl Ives with the Holly Jolly Christmas at 5. The Christmas Song, Nat King Cole at 4. Jingle Bell Rock at number 3. Are you kidding me? Rocking Around the Christmas Tree from Brenda Lee is number 2. And yeah, you got it. Mariah Carey, number 1 all time. Christmas Caroloff Thursday morning with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Sam Tyler in the house. If you caught our videos yesterday, I was amazed. I was like, well, I know you.
Yeah.
You're like my kid or whatever.
That's right.
We've known each other for a long time. And so you're going to do this eyebrow thing, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be Facebook Live. What if she screams ouch and runs out of the room or whatever? So I wasn't watching for that, kind of like you watch a hockey game for the fight. Well, you
were watching to protect me, make sure I was okay.
I was so scared for you. And let me tell you, it was an amazing video presentation, but I immediately gained confidence in this lady that's doing your eyebrows.
100%.
I don't even know who she is, so tell us about it.
It was amazing. My favorite part about our job here is that we get to try new things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already heavily tattooed. I've never been tattooed on my face, though. and Marlena was really on, like, this is a face tattoo.
So that's what the eyebrows are, a face tattoo?
Yep. Yeah. And it's funny, now on the other side of it, it feels exactly like a tattoo. like the post feeling of
the day after?
Yeah, it kind of feels like my eyebrows are sunburnt a little bit. And the actual procedure itself kind of felt like a tattoo, too. She numbed me right up. She put this little cream on me. It numbed my eyebrows. It made them feel like they were, like, falling asleep. And then it was just, like, a little, like, prick. It felt like she was, like, speed plucking my eyebrows.
Speed plucking.
Is what it felt like, literally.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
She was amazing, and you were amazing. You're just laying there, and you got a camera on you.
She made it really easy.
Right. So here's the deal. You already have beautiful eyebrows, so now they look really full. But to people that are getting older and their eyebrows are thinning, mine will never thin. I need a weed whacker for them.
Yeah, I don't think you need microblading anytime soon.
I need hedge clippers what I need. Plus, they're turning gray. But anyway, for like women listening, there's a half off coming up, right?
Absolutely. Starting next Wednesday, you can get $100 for just $50 on our half price Susquehanna Valley page. Also, go make sure you share and like the video on the Beyond Brows page, because she's also offering a discount for everybody sharing and liking the video.
So it is Beyond Brows.
Beyond Brows.
They're in Lewisburg?
Yep, right next to Wendy's.
Okay, and her name was Marlena, you said?
Marlena Lanker.
She did a great job.
Yes.
Oh, you're besties now?
We are literally besties now.
All right, so it says half off Wednesday, December 22nd. That's like tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We better start pushing this thing.
Yeah, we better.
Because it hits the web at 9 a.m., right?
It does, 9 a.m.
I'm talking to
Don't snooze tomorrow.
Come on, man. Guys listening, a good Christmas present.
Truly, especially if you've been thinking about it, but like a little nervous, go watch the video, watch how easy it was, and, you know, get it half off.
All right. Looking good, Sam Tyler.
Thank you, Tommy.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot has something to do with birthday buddies earlier this morning when we told you Jane Fonda was celebrating a birthday today. She's 84 years old. Now, like her or not, you know, given the whole Vietnam, anti-Vietnam demonstrations back in the 60s, kind of gave herself a bad rep, 60s and 70s. Then she married Ted Turner, and she became a big media mogul there for a while. My favorite Jane Fonda moment was when she worked with her dad. The first film they ever did, and it wasn't until 1981. And in 1981, shortly after the filming of On Golden Pond, we lost Henry Fonda. If you've never seen the movie On Golden Pond, Google it and watch it.
Hey, we better hurry up and catch Walter, huh? I mean, I'm not going to be here much longer.
Yeah, neither am I.
Walter was the fish they were trying to catch. Henry Fonda was an incredible grandpa. Jane Fonda's son gets to know his grandpa for the first time. So many touching moments in that film that you just, I have to put it on my list of, you know, all-time favorites. And once you watch it, it might be on your list as well. But the rocky relationship between Jane Fonda and Henry Fonda not only was shown in the movie, but it was for real. So they're actually acting like themselves. And so she had that moment to act in a movie with her dad. Today's parting shot is food for thought. If you have a parent that you don't really get along with.
Maybe you and I should have the kind of relationship that we're supposed to have.
What kind of relationship is that?
Well, you know, like a father and a daughter.
Chad Evans is next. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.